And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 24th of April, 2011. It's the birthday of Eric Bogosian, born to a hairdresser named Edwina and an accountant named Henry in Woburn, Massachusetts, 1953. Went to Oberlin, graduated, moved to New York to go into theater. He met the director Joe Bonney in the summer of 1980. They were married 2 months later, still married. Eric Bogosian, best known for writing and starring in the off-Broadway plays Talk Radio and Suburbia. It's the birthday of the mystery writer Sue Grafton, born Louisville, 1940. Her father was a bond attorney who also wrote detective novels on the side. She began writing when she was 18. Best known for the Alphabet series of mysteries, starting with A is for Alibi. U for Undertow was published a couple years ago, and the V installment is due later this year. Sue Grafton, who started out writing murder mysteries during a very ugly divorce and custody battle when she would lie awake nights fantasizing about ways to kill her ex-husband, and decided she had better put those murderous impulses into her work. She was a screenwriter for a time, and she had a bad experience with Hollywood and vowed never to sell any film or TV rights to any of her books and told her children that they could not either. She said, "I have made my children promise not to sell. We've taken a blood oath, and if they do so, I will come back from the grave, which they know I can do." It's the birthday of the novelist and poet Robert Penn Warren, Guthrie, Kentucky, 1905, best known for his novel All the King's Men. It's the birthday of Anthony Trollope, born London, 1815. He got a job in the post office as a clerk and was transferred to Ireland in 1841. He liked his job. He got to travel around on the train, and he started writing novels. He stayed with the post office for 33 years. Meanwhile, he wrote 47 novels and dozens of short stories. Anthony Trollope, who got up at 5:30 every morning to write for 3 hours before he went to the office. He said 3 hours a day will produce as much as a man ought to write. It was on this day, 1800, the Library of Congress was established, and it's the anniversary of the Easter Uprising in Dublin, 1916, the so-called Poets' Rebellion, Irish patriots aiming to end British rule and create a free Republic of Ireland, gathered at the post office in Dublin on this day, 1916. It was Easter Monday. The uprising was poorly planned. It was squashed after a week, and its leaders were hastily executed for treason. George Bernard Shaw wrote a month later, "It is absolutely impossible to slaughter a man in this position without making him a martyr and a hero, even though the day before the rising he may have been only a minor poet." So the patriots became martyrs. There was a wave of nationalism among the Irish, and the Republic of Ireland achieved independence from Britain 5 years later. Here's a little poem for today by Julia Carney, Little Things. Little drops of water, little grains of sand, make the mighty ocean and the pleasant land. Little deeds of kindness, little words of love, make our earth an Eden like the heaven above. Wrote Julia Carney in her poem, Little Things. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733. Produced by Nick Vedder and engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.